When Taliban fighters launched a killing spree in the Johori district last year, Abdullah recalls a terrified look on his mother's face. She told him to leave and go as far west as he could to be safe. Abdullah was 9 at the time, and in the weeks that followed, his family helped plan his escape from Afghanistan, paying smugglers thousands of dollars in cash to sneak him to Greece, the main migrant entryway to Europe. His journey was brutal, and at some point smugglers separated him from his uncle and friends. But now here he asks me why he cannot move on. He says he wants to go to England to find relatives and become a football star. But don't bet on it. Like thousands of other asylum seekers, Abdullah remains trapped in Moria, Europe's most dreaded refugee camp. He's also among a growing army of unaccompanied minors left to fend for themselves in degrading and inhuman living conditions as European Union member states refuse to help resettle them. Since the start of the refugee crisis, Greece has seen the number of unaccompanied minors mushroom from 420 cases in 2015 to nearly 6,000 at the end of 2019. The surge has turned Greece into the EU's biggest holding pen of migrant youth after Germany. Faced with the crisis, the government in Athens has appealed to its EU peers, asking them to help relocate a first batch of some 2,500 unaccompanied minors. But none have responded. Only Italy has agreed to accommodate about 100 children. That leaves Abdullah and thousands more, as young as 6, making their way up the muddy tracks of Moria, living under sheets of plastic and surrounded by piles of rubbish, rats and scorpions, because special facilities set up inside the camp have no more space. They are overcrowded. In Moria alone, there are more than 1,000 unaccompanied minors left to fend for themselves within the camp's chaotic sprawl of 20,000 migrants and refugees. Aid agencies warn that hundreds of minors are resorting to criminal activities, including what they call survival sex, in order to eke out an existence. But fearful of the criminal gangs exploiting them and exhausted by the appalling conditions they face in camps like Moria, growing numbers of unaccompanied minors are now seeking a different escape. They are turning up at police stations asking to be locked up in detention cells in order to feel safe. Less than a third of the 6,000 unaccompanied migrant minors here enjoy proper accommodation in shelters and hotels. The overwhelming majority, like Abdullah, are left in the open, sleeping rough in unsanitary and insecure conditions. Anthika Rasava, DW, Athens.